Case number 2005-02, Lawrence S. Cordry, Revocable Trust, north of Road 297, Mount Joy Road, 820 feet east of Route 30. A variance from the minimum lot width requirement.
No, I think we all sit there.
Whoever's going to testify needs to...
Please, come up here and be sworn in. Whoever's going to testify, please.
Name and address.
Sarah Holland, 17063 South Branch Street, number 4205 Lewis Dollar.
Okay. Sir, are you going to testify? Come on, might as well get it just in case.
Just in case.
Name and address.
Doug Warner with Element Design Group, 18335 Coastal Highway.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm Sarah Holland with Element Design Group. I'm here on behalf of the Lawrence S. Cordry Revocable Trust for the Sawmill Run subdivision. We're asking for requesting a variance for the lot width at the required 30-foot front setback to be reduced from 100 feet to a lesser width for lots 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 within the proposed subdivision. Site is an existing 77.4 plus or minus acre site that's fully wooded with two areas of isolated wetlands. And it's located off of Mount Joy Road, just east of Route 30, northeast of the town of Millsboro. For the record, the tax parcel numbers for the subdivision are 234-21.00-76.00 and parcel 78.01. And it's subdivision number 2007-21, located in the mostly within the AR1 zoning. So there's a small portion of the site within the GR zoning. The subdivision received preliminary approval on November 25th of 2008 for 7 lots proposed. Condition F of the preliminary approval stated that the lot width for the proposed lots must meet the code, or we need a variance from the Board of Adjustment, which is why we're here today. For AR1 zoning, the lots are required to have a 100-foot width at the 30-foot required setback, and we're asking to reduce that width. For lot 3, the proposed width at the 30-foot setback is 68.6 feet. For lot 4, it's 31.6 feet. For lot 5, it's 32.1 feet. For lot 6, it's 42.8 feet. And for lot 7, it's 32.8 feet. Please note that all the lots meet the required street frontage at the right-of-way, which is 30 feet. They all meet that requirement, and all the lots also meet the 100-foot lot width at our proposed setback, which is setback further from the right-of-way than 30 feet. All 7 lots have a greater proposed front setback more than 30 feet, but for the lots in question, for lot 3, it has a 200-foot front setback, and at that location, the lot width is greater than 100 feet, and it's at 213.2 feet. For lot 4, we're proposing a 977-foot front setback, and the lot width at that location is 148 feet. For lot 5, there's a 1,891-foot front setback, and the lot width is 185 feet. All these numbers can be seen in the front setback data table on the proposed site plan, just in case you're trying to follow along. For lot 6, there's a 1,342-foot front setback, and the lot width at that location is 351 feet. And for lot 7, there's a 595-foot front setback with a lot width of 136 feet at that location. I'm now going to step back and kind of give a reason for the request and reasons why we hope that you approve the request. The overall property itself is essentially a large flat lot. It has narrow lot frontage along Mount Joy Road. It's less than 100 feet wide at the street. And it continues with a narrow entranceway into the site and then eventually opens up into a large tract of woods. But the overall site is definitely longer than it is wider. Mm-hmm. The client has a desire to provide just a few large wooded lots within the subdivision. He's proposing 7 lots that range in size from 2 to 14.6 acres, with the average being around 8 acres in size. That gives a density of 0.09 lots per acre, which is definitely a lot lower than standard lots, standard subdivisions. The property could be developed with up to 115 lots under the AR1 zoning, but we're again only proposing 7. And the site also has limited septic availability. There was a feasibility plan performed by Atlantic Resource Management, and the areas for suitable septic are shown on the plan as the gray hatching. The single hatch shows areas for elevated sand mounds or alternative techniques. And there's only a small area of double hatching, which is the low pressure pipe, and that's in lots 1 and 2. So with these 3 factors, kind of the overall natural shape of the property, the desire to provide just a few large lots, and the limited septic created the proposed lot, proposed subdivision that you see. The subdivision was designed with a long entranceway that terminates at a cul-de-sac, meeting the Office of State Fire Marshal's requirements. The 7 lots radiate off of that entranceway in the end cul-de-sac, and results in lots 3 through 7 having kind of log access ways with so-called, being a so-called flag lot. The long access ways lead back to large buildable areas in the rear. Again, all the proposed front setback lines are located at the end of the long access way, so you won't have any buildable structures within that narrow access way back to the rear of the lot. And all the access ways were reviewed and approved by the Office of State Fire Marshal. Their requirements for approval will be recorded on the final record plan, and they are to maintain the driveways at a minimum 12-foot width, free and clear of ruts, and free and clear of low overhang branches, and to provide turnarounds at the end of the driveway at the house location. It's not on your plans, but up on the exhibit board, it shows a typical lot with the 12-foot accessway coming through the 12-foot driveway coming through that narrow access way, still giving plenty of room on either side of the driveway, and then leading back to a house located in a good septic area, past the front DRL, and with a turnaround provided so the fire truck could easily turn around. And that would be the final record plan that the lots in question, lots 3 through 7, all meet those requirements.
Is that the same as what's being passed around? And both of those are the same?
Yes, yes. The proposed plan, as you see it, it allows for a limited amount of impervious area and a limited amount of disturbance. As we propose, the initial site construction, putting in the roadway and putting in the associated erosion sediment controls and stormwater, only totals 3.1 acres of disturbance. That's out of 77 acres of the total site. And it's estimated that with the house clearing and driveway access, the total disturbance for the site will only be around 8 acres of disturbance. Within the HOA guidelines, there's going to be restrictions on the amount of tree clearing the individual lot owners can perform. And in order to avoid the use of these flag lots, a long circular road would have to be put in, creating additional tree clearing. You would have to have, you know, a road circling back on itself, so you would have a 50-foot right-of-way running up one side of the subdivision and a 50-foot right-of-way coming back down, totaling at least 100 feet of clearing. We show just four long access ways, each having a 12-foot driveway. That's only 48 feet of clearing versus a minimum 100 foot of clearing if you have a road circling back on itself. And just to go over the five questions for granting variances per chapter 115 to 11. The uniqueness of the site, as I mentioned before, it's naturally an irregular shaped property with limited septic availability. In order to create just a few large lots, you have to access each of those pockets of limited septic that you see, which kind of breaks up the site anyways. And then in order to preserve as much trees as possible, we wanted to reduce the amount of infrastructure going into the site by just providing that one entrance road with a cul-de-sac. It cannot otherwise be developed. It can't be developed in any other way that creates as limited disturbance as there is. Again, there's only 3.1 acres of disturbance for the site work itself, which out of 77 acres is a very nominal amount of disturbance. And it's definitely a reasonable use of only 7 lots within the proposed subdivision versus 115 that could be put in under the AR1 zoning. It will not alter the essential character of the subdivision. The subject lots 3 through 7, cannot be seen from Mountjoy Road, so will have no effect on, you know, the view from Mountjoy Road. For surrounding properties, the front BRL does not really affect the surrounding properties. Just to note, though, a 30-foot forested buffer is proposed around the subdivision with a 20-foot rear BRL for all the lots, so at minimum your house is going to be 50 feet from the overall property boundary. And also just to note that during the preliminary approval process, we received favorable recognition from the neighbor saying it's, you know, much better to have 7 lots than a lot of lots.
And then 115.
Yeah. the desire of the subdivision is to kind of have a tucked in the woods atmosphere. So the variance will grant that, allow for the houses to be nestled back into the woods, and kind of allow for a unique subdivision within the county. And it's not detrimental to the public welfare. The Office of State Fire Marshal, the Sussex County Engineering Department, and the Sussex Conservation District have all approved the plan, and all saw it fit under their review processes. The condition was not created by the applicant. Again, the overall shape of the property and its limited septic areas kind of created the lots as they're shaped. And it is the minimum variance that will allow for 7 lots to utilize the available septic areas, preserve as many trees as possible, and to protect the wetlands that are on site. All of the wetlands are shown with a 100-foot proposed buffer, and that's not a mandated buffer. It's a buffer that we wanted to include. There is a small section of 30-foot buffer by Lot 7's accessway. Other than that, there is a 100-foot buffer in all areas. Another thing I forgot to mention is, due to the limited disturbance of the site, we were able to use green technologies to treat the stormwater management by the use of a grass filter strip to treat the water quality for the roadway. If there was larger disturbance, we would need a traditional stormwater pond, which takes up more area, and there's negative aspects with the traditional stormwater ponds, mosquitoes, point discharge into streams that causes more erosion, et cetera. And lastly, we think it definitely fits within the character of Sussex County within the AR1 zoning, providing large lots that are fully wooded and would not be harming the surrounding neighborhoods.
Okay. You've done address it very well.
You're obviously aware of the standards.
You've done very well with this. Okay, well, I really don't have any further questions after that presentation and meeting the standards, as you will have. Mr. McCabe, do you have any further questions or any questions? Mr. Workman, would you have any questions?
You did a good job on the standards.
Okay. Mr. Mill?
You've obviously already been before planning and zoning.
Yes, for a preliminary here.
Right.
Preliminary.
Yep.
Okay. And you could, I guess, in essence, cut down every tree, put in roads, and develop 115 lots here.
Yes.
Okay. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Very good. No further questions?
No.
Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed all the standards and met all the and meets all the standards for granting the variance, so I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,502.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,502. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.